Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I just want to take a moment to just breathe it all in. And I was thinking about this a couple of days ago. I don't know about you, but I spent a lot of time wanting something different. Looking into the future, oh, next month or 6 months from now, it's always really, really not being satisfied in this moment. And I mean satisfied with everything I have, everything I don't have. And I'm thinking about it more because one of the things that I know as a happiness specialist is if I'm not happy in this moment, if I'm not satisfied in this moment, if I think that there's something lacking in this moment, then guess what? I'm taking that same energy into the next moment. I know, we all know this. It's just that now I'm really getting it. I'm really breathing in everything that is happening in my life, and everything. In other words, just accepting it all, accepting all of it, accepting all of it with satisfaction, with the energy of satisfaction, because one of the things, and this is today's topic, is surrendering. One of the things is that I definitely had to get this surrender energy, which means, ooh-wee, okay, you mean left jab? Okay, thanks. Right jab? If anybody knows me, you know that I am not big on injustice, okay? Things that aren't fair, things that people do just because they can, you know, power trips. I can't even think of all the labels. But, and so with that, I've had to actually change. If someone, and I'm going to give you specific examples, definitely specific examples in a minute. Of course, I'm getting off track because I'm really excited about this topic. But for my new listeners, let me welcome you to the show, and let me let you know what this show is about. This show is about really you and me sharing with you what I've learned that adds to happiness, subtracts from happiness. What I know for a fact is that when I don't prioritize happiness in every moment over relationships, over situations, circumstances, when my priority isn't happiness in all of my moments, then I'm taking a baseball bat to the back of the head. I mean, that's what happens. And so this show is about me sharing with you, because I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist and very proud of it, because when I don't when I don't prioritize happiness, I really get off track. I can feel the difference in my life. I can feel the difference in my energy. And let me give you a perfect example. Oh, let me say hello to hello everyone in the chat room, which is one person. Hi. Hey there. You know, I don't know your name. What is your name? M-I-K? Mick? Yes. Okay, good. Hi. Hello, welcome. So listen to this. And for me, I don't know about for you, but for me, the universe knows that I want to be happy. And when I say happy, you know, this internal peace and being okay with everything and being content, being at peace, flowing with life, not resisting, knowing everything's in order, whatever happens is in my betterment. And so trusting and surrendering, knowing all of that. The universe knows what they need to throw at me in order for me to evolve, in order for me to evolve and to grow and to get, you know, to get to another level of being. I used this example a couple of weeks ago when I was interviewed, and I'm going to say it again. You know, we take water. And water has different properties. And this isn't my example. I don't remember where I heard it. I know I didn't create it. It's not my example, but I love the example. So water has different, you know, stages. So if you freeze it, it's an ice cube. It's hard. It's dense. You know, it's rigid. And then when you're drinking water, it's flowy, and then when you boil water, it steams. And so I like to think of this life or this journey or how I'm in every moment as what am I in the moment? Am I an ice cube? Am I, you know, just resisting hard, not being able to flow? Am I water? And for me, water is your, I'm flowing, but say I am a river and I'm flowing, but I can feel the rocks underneath. I can feel a little bit of the rocks. I can feel a little, you know, I can feel all of that, but I'm still flowing, but I can still feel it. I use that like, okay, I'm a little irritated now. I'm a little irritated. So that's a little bump. That's a little, not a bump. That's a rock in the stream. And then I'm steam. And then when I'm steam, that is the lightest I can be. I'm flowing. There is nothing that really can penetrate. I mean, I'm just nothing. I don't feel anything other than complete openness, complete accepting it all. I'm just at the highest level of steam, right? When you're steam. And so for me, the universe, I want to live. My intention is to be this feeling, steamy feeling all the time. And that's my intention. So with that, the universe knows exactly what bothers me. And welcome, guest 159. The universe knows exactly what I need to work on. The universe knows exactly what's in the corner, you know, all the dust, all the spider webs, all the cobwebs that I need to clean out, if you will, or whatever, you know, shine a light on. And my big, big thing, which I didn't know a couple months ago, was surrendering. And I talk about surrendering, but the universe really put a spotlight on, Rebecca, you're still, you know, you still have some, you can surrender even more. Little did I know. So about 3 months ago, 2 months ago, I work in an office and there are, 600, 700 employees. It's a huge office. And for the last, and I'm not exaggerating here, for the last maybe 8 years, there are, it's called having flex time. So you can, you don't have to do it 9 to 5. You can do it 8 to 4:30. Blah blah blah. But my time was my work schedule was 7 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon. Great hours. Oh my God. And I petitioned and I asked for that time because if you know me, I teach aerobic classes and I have a class at 4:30. I've had this class for 5, 6, 7 years. So in order for me to teach classes, I've got to be able to get out of there. Now, there's a new regime in town, and there's new management that came in last year, maybe a little bit longer than that. And one of their main goals was to get everybody on the same time. They didn't want any more flex time. They didn't want any more people coming in early. They wanted a uniform 9 to 5. Actually, they gave the parameters. They said of the hours, either it's a 9 to 5 or an 8 to 4:30. Nothing earlier, nothing later. Now, at first when I heard it, I'm like, okay, I'll just send a memo and requesting an exemption from this uniform time because I have a second job. The second job is part of my monthly finances. You know, well, can't you? I was so sure that they were going to make an exception. I mean, makes sense, right? Especially if I give an argument that is. An argument of a second job, why? Oh, and this is the best reason. Not only, you know, financial reasons, but the other reason is the people that I work with attorneys. And I have 5 attorneys that I work with, and none of them in the last 5, 6, 7 years has ever needed me to work after 3:30. So when they made this uniform statement of 8 to 4:30 or 9 to, yeah, there are people in the office that work later, but not in my particular case, not in my section, not in my specific. So what they were doing, they were just throwing a blanket over everything and putting everybody in the same boat, which I really didn't like. I mean, I'm not the person next door. I mean, at least look at my situation separately and judge it separately and make a decision separately, right? Well, that was in July. And so what happened was I sent a memo with all of my exhibits, all of my examples, classes that I teach. I have to get out at 4:30. My classes start at 4:30. I have to sub there at 4:30, blah, blah, blah. And guess what, audience? Guess what? I got a denial letter. They're denying my request for this exemption. Now, I was really taken aback because all of my reasons were solid. I mean, I had solid proof. Not only did I, you know, the classes that I have to teach start at 4:30, but the people that I work with never need me. And I even had statements from the attorneys that I work with. No, we don't need Rebecca after 3:30, the last 5 years, 6 years. We've never come in a situation. And if, I mean, it was all so perfectly laid out. If I was in a courtroom, I would have won, okay? At least I think I would have won. At least I felt like I would have won. And guess what? I was denied my exemption. This infuriated me. I'm telling you right now, I was so upset. I was in shock because it was unfair, it was unjust, it was unnecessary. It was, in my eyes, it was just a power trip. You know, these people want everybody to, you know, fall in line, uniform, and they're really doing everything by the book. So I sent another memo to exempt with even more, listen to this, with even more evidence. I even, okay, you ready? I even listed all of my expenditures for the month of August. Okay, so this was recent, for the month of August, and why I needed the second job. I mean, why I needed to work a second job to, you know, help me live. I mean, one salary is not enough. Denied. Now, I'm really, I don't get the logic of it. I didn't get the logic, and I knew it was, you know, a control thing. People can do that. And I'm thinking, I said, okay, now I'm in a union, okay? And almost, how many years have I been working there? Probably almost 18, which is a lot of time. I've never, ever filed a grievance with the union, ever. But this particular time, I did. So now I'm filing a grievance, an official grievance. I list all of the evidence again, all the financial reasons, all of it. And I'm going to get to the end of this story because this isn't even the best story that I have. So I list it all and welcome everybody into the chat room. Welcome you all, guest 159, guest 168. And filed an official grievance. Now I've got a union involved. And right at the beginning, the union told me, they said, the union rep said, you know what? They have the right to change the hours, and all they have to do is give you a 30-day notice. That's in the contract. That's their right. They can change your hours. They just have to give you a 30-day notice. And, Rebecca, you're going to lose if you keep pursuing this. You have great evidence. All of your reasons are valid, but you're still going to lose the grievance. That wasn't acceptable to me. I went on. I went on to step two with the grievance. I mean, I pulled in. I had so many documents. Maybe about 40 pages, 50 pages of documents. And then just this week, I got another letter from the grievance. Okay, now we've elevated to stage three. But I'm telling you right now, Rebecca, because management sent me a rebuttal, still denying. Rebecca, we're moving it to stage three, but I'm here to inform you that you're on a losing end. And even if we took it all the way to arbitration, you would lose because the department has the right to change your hours as all they have to do is give you 30 days notice. I just got this information. And it was on Friday. Yeah, Friday. And I said, okay, to myself, it's a lesson on surrendering. And quite frankly, anytime I fight or I struggle or even if I'm in the right, even if all of my reasons are valid, I'm not surrendering. Because there are options. I have options. And my options are, I can change my hours. I can have the hours from 4:30. And if the days that I need to teach class, I just charge time and I just leave early. It's like having a doctor's appointment. I can do that. But I saw doing that was, now they're taking hours from me. Now they're taking time from me. Yeah, wah, 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 boo-hoo. So I was really feeling like, whatever. I didn't like it. And that was Friday. Denying, I've got to go to a step three. Now, I've already thought to myself, okay, I'm giving up. I'm not going to fight this. I can't fight. The universe doesn't want me to fight. Which brings me to this story. Why I know that my you can call in. Oh, I have callers. And you can call in and ask me a question, area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. And I'm going to get to you right after the second most powerful story that I had to experience on Thursday. Just this last Thursday. true story. So I take public transportation into downtown LA every day. But on Thursday, just this last Thursday, I had to drive in because I had a doctor's appointment in another city. And so when I have doctor's appointments, I usually drive my car. And then, of course, you know, I have to pay for parking, and I drive on to the appointment at whatever time it's scheduled. I think my appointment was at 11:30 that day. And on that day, I get to the office. I get to downtown L.A., okay, right in the heart, not in the nice area, the area that's blocks from Skid Row, okay, where all kinds of people are hanging out. And it's before 7 o'clock in the morning. It's probably 15 minutes to 7. And I'm parking my and there's the parking attendant. It's not a live person. It's actually a machine where you get out and you know, punch in, and you pay by credit card, and you get a ticket, and you put it on your windshield. So I had just finished doing all of that. And people in the parking lot, there were probably maybe 3 or 4 people just getting out of their cars. Not a lot. It was a huge parking lot, so there was maybe only 3 or 4 people in the whole lot. I'm getting ready to get back into my car to park after getting this parking ticket. And this woman comes walking towards me. She's coming from probably 50 feet away. Not 50, 50 feet away, probably half a distance from a football field. And she's coming towards me. And she's coming towards me, and she's saying, "Do you have any jumper cables?" And I'm looking beyond where she's coming, and I see a car with a hood up and another woman next to the car. So there's another woman next to the car with the hood up. She's walking towards me, and she's asking me if I have any jumper cables. And I said, "No, I don't. I don't have any jumper cables." So now this woman proceeds to, I'll say woman one, the one that asked me. She proceeds to ask people that are in the parking lot. And in fact, there were a couple guys in the parking lot in a van, coming out of a van. And, you know, usually guys always have jumper cables. They're guys. They're men. So they said no. She asked someone else, and they said no. So now you can tell she's just a little frustrated. She's like, damn, they're stranded. And I'm thinking to myself, because my building is right next door, and my building is a really high security building. I mean, we have CHP, California Highway Patrol officers guarding the building. We have security. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I wonder if any of the CHP officers would have, I would think that they would have jumper cables. I mean, Highway Patrol, I would think they would have jumper cables. So I was thinking to myself, I can walk over there and ask them. And I actually verbalized it to her. I said, you know what? There's CHP in the other office, in the building next door. I said, I can ask them. And she's looking at me. She says, okay. Meanwhile, okay, listen to this. Woman number two, which was next to her car with the hood up, she starts screaming. And excuse me, but I'm going to have to use some language, because I'm going to have to describe the situation exactly how it happened. And this is exactly what happened. This is exactly what she says. And listen, I use this kind of language all the time too, but not usually on my radio show. But anyway, this is exactly what she said. She started screaming, "I'm fucking tired of these people not helping. I'm fucking tired of not getting any kind of help." And I looked at her. I mean, I just stared at her, because, listen, it's before 7 o'clock in the morning, and she can get this angry. And she's just screaming. And I'm thinking, I just stare at her. I swear I'm staring at her. And it's about half a distance from football field. I'm staring at her. And then she looks right at me. She just directs her. She looks right at me. She says, "Yeah, I'm talking about you, bitch." Fuck. Okay. Now I'm like, what? She says, "Yeah, I'm talking about you, bitch. I'm fucking tired of you, bitch." And I swear, my dear audience, I swear, my listeners, I am in shock. And if you know me, listen, I've had a lot of incidents in my life, but it's never come to this. I've never been in a situation where I'm frozen. I'm usually always action. I react quickly to everything. And for some reason, I was frozen, and I kept staring at her. And she was screaming. She says, "I'm going to come and fuck you up." And listen what she starts running as fast as she can. She is running as fast as she can towards me. And the thoughts that are going through my mind are, am I going to have a fight? Another thing, my dear audience, I have never, ever in my life had a physical fight. Not with my siblings, not with coworkers, not with people in school. I have never been hit, and I've never hit anyone, ever. Now, I've thrown things. Hell, listen, I'm not talking about, listen, I've gotten mad and thrown things when I was younger and had this temper. But I've never actually fought anybody. And I'm standing there frozen. And she's coming at me full speed. And I see her fist is balled up. And this woman obviously knows how to fight because she's like coming at me. And I couldn't move. And she's coming as fast as she can. And she's raising her fist. And my legs don't move. Now, the first woman starts yelling at her. She says, no, she's trying to help us. She's trying to help us. As this woman is still running at me. She says, no, she called her by her name. No, Tisha, this woman is trying to help. She's trying to help. But she still keeps running. So the other woman grabs her. Listen, she was about 10 feet away from me, grabs her by the arm and is now pulling and wrestling at her. But she doesn't care if I'm trying to help. She wants to kick my ass for who knows. She grabs her arm and I'm still just standing there thinking, okay, I guess I have a fight. I don't know what I was going to do. I had no idea. I was frozen. I couldn't move. And the woman got out of her clutches, and she's still coming at me. Now she's really close with the fist up in the air. And the first woman grabbed her from behind and got her in like a bear hug, you know, a big bear hug. And she like picked her up and grabbed her and said, no. Now, I'm standing there still in the same frickin' spot. And I finally managed to say, I do want to help you. I want to help you. I'm going to take you next door and see if the officers have any jumper cables. And I actually said it just like that. I wasn't screaming at her. I said, I want to help you. I definitely want to help you. She still wrestled with her friend, but her friend was stronger than her. She still was wrestling, but there was a part of her that just stopped coming at me. Now, my dear audience, I was so shaken and just so, I was heart beating, shaken, nervous. And then finally when she started, the second woman started walking back to her car, she was still screaming. And I went, and then when I was walking with her, the first woman who asked me for help, and I just looked at her and I said, thank you. I said, who is that? Well, who is she? She said, oh, that's my girlfriend. And then I said, well, has she ever hit you? She says, no, we don't have that kind of relationship. We don't have those kind of problems. And she says, I keep telling her she needs anger management. And I said to her, I said, no, she doesn't need anger management. I said, you need to make a decision whether that is the kind of relationship you want to stay with or you want to live, you want to be in. That's what I told her. And I walked over to the office, asked the CHP officers, jumper cables, no. So I'm still with this woman that basically saved me that day from whatever. And I'm still walking with her, and you know, I'm taking my time, and we go back to my car. And I now I'm calmer, and I say to myself, okay, you've done all you could. You've asked officers. You've asked the security. It's, you know, you've asked the people and the guys in the building, no, that's all you're going to do. And I already knew that's all I was going to do. So I told her that, told the woman that was walking with. I said, well, you know what, I can go to a gas station and pick up some jumper cables. But, audience, I wasn't going to do that. I was done. I was done. And they both knew my car. So I got in my car, parked a block away in another parking lot, which was attended by a person, and that was the end of my day. I mean, that was the end of that incident. Same day. Okay, you ready? Same day. I'm driving to my doctor's office. I'm in the parking lot, and I'm a little late for the appointment. So I'm, you know, anxious to get a spot. And there's a driver in front of me. This is the same day, Thursday. Just this last Thursday, whatever date that was. And there's a car in front of me. And the car in front of me is just, you know, some people just drive really, really slow. And so he was stopped at a stop sign. And I proceeded to go around him. You know, not in front of him around, but around him to the left. So I didn't really cross him. I went around to the left. I park my car. I'm getting out of my car. This is the same day. I'm getting out of my car, walking to the doctor's office, and this man starts walking towards me. And I'm looking at him, you know, like, okay, what's, yeah, hello. I didn't say hello, but I'm looking at him, and he keeps walking towards me. He gets closer and closer, and he says, do you know you almost hit me? Do you know that you went around, you turned, but you almost hit me? Because that's the direction I was turning. And I have a baby in the car. He was yelling at me. And I just looked at him and I said, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were going to turn the same direction I was going to turn. I'm sorry. I mean, totally, totally in doormat mode, if you will. Now, for everybody that knows me, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, five, I've never in my life been a doormat. Only when I was younger, you know, when parents, but never, no, I'm not a doormat. You F with me, I'm going to F with you. But now, I've turned into this doormat. And I apologized to him, and he says, I have a child in the car. He said, I have a newborn baby in the car. And I said, oh, how old is your baby? I said, oh, congratulations. And immediately this guy just went into like a melt mode. He just like melted down. His anger just disappeared because I wasn't coming at him with any kind of energy of anger or of resistance. I was surrendering to it all. Just like earlier when my legs wouldn't move, And I told the story earlier where the woman was coming at me with a fist. I told the story to my son, and he says, Mom, you're always into this surrendering everything. He says, what? He says, why didn't you just get in the car? Because I could have just gotten in the car and drove off. And finally, after two days of thinking about it, especially yesterday, I know that it is about surrendering. And the universe, it's my lesson. It's what they really want me to get. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of whether it's fair, regardless of whether my life is in danger. Because quite frankly, audience, the universe was that woman that grabbed her girlfriend. The universe was the woman, that woman that day, and grabbed her. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to defend myself. I didn't have to fight. I just had to surrender. And I'm telling you right now, my legs didn't move. Now, this is my lesson, my experience, and I'm just sharing with you how powerful this surrendering really is. Surrendering to all of it without struggle, without resistance, without fighting. I've never had anybody come at me full force running to fuck me, to quote unquote fuck me up, and I couldn't move. So that's my story. And I wanted to share that with all of you. Whew, I'm going to go to the callers. And I want to ask you about your experience with surrendering. Your experience with surrendering with it all, with whatever life throws at you, regardless of what it looks like. It reminds me of a story that Eckhart Tolle wrote about in his book, A New Earth, about a man who was charged with, a priest, a religious man that was charged with, kidnapping a baby. He was accused of it. You know, he went on trial. He was ostracized from the city. I can't remember exactly everything, but basically what he did, we just surrendered with all of it. Surrendered with all of it. And, of course, you get the biggest example of, Jesus Christ surrendering and letting them freaking crucify him. And I know that's extreme, but the energy of surrendering to all is so powerful. And with that surrendering is really trusting that the universe has your best interest, my best interest, knows. So I'm telling you right now, as of Saturday, yesterday, I'm surrendering to everything. There is nothing I'm going to resist. Nothing I'm, at least that's my intention. All of it. Oof, let me go to my first caller, which is, let's see, it's area code 111, which is a private line. I love private lines. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning to you. My first name is Mimi.
Is what?
My first name is Mimi, M-I-M-I.
Oh, Mimi. Oh, what a cute name. Hi, Mimi. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm in Hong Kong.
Wow. Hello, Hong Kong.
Hello. Are you in Canada?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, hi, California. Oh, I love California.
Now, Mimi, what is your question? Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. I have two questions in mind.
Okay.
First one is regarding my love life, and the other one is regarding my career, because now both is blanket. Nothing happened.
Okay, so my question to you is, I love these kind of questions, so my question to you is, how much do you trust that the universe has everything in order for you? How much do you trust and know that?
Well, I trust it, but at the moment I'm telling you, I have Rebecca, you know, I have so many things running in my mind. Well, love life, why did this is zero is because my loved one passed 2 years ago, suddenly in a car accident, okay? And the only thing, okay? And the other thing is because I have an 86-year-old mother, and now actually she's, her health is okay generally, but now she twists her back. And so I need to take care of her. And besides, she had a very bad relationship with the domestic helper at home. So it gave me trouble, and now I'm stuck in between, okay? So, and I think that may be the reason why everything is not happening. You know, it's like something is blocking, and actually I should have overcome all these obstacles or challenge, you know, to get what I want. But at the moment, I don't know why. I hope you can answer my question. You know, what? I'm totally lost. Okay.
Okay. Ooh, ooh, I'm so glad you called. What a great...
I'm so glad. Yeah,
I'm really glad. Because what you're saying is so important. And this is one of the things that I talk about a lot. I don't know if you've ever listened to the show, but... One of the
first
things.
Time.
What?
First time? Listen to your show.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, perfect. Well, welcome from all the way to Hong Kong. I think you're my first Hong Kong caller. Yeah, I love
my
it.
Pleasure.
I love it.
Oh, I'm so British. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this is what I want to say. This is what I want to say to you, my dear Mimi. My dear, dear, dear Mimi. One of the things that I know for a fact that if I'm bothered by anything, it's my health, it's my mother. By the way, I'm going to visit my mother tomorrow for a couple of days. But and there's a lot of issues there. If I'm bothered by mother, if I'm bothered by love life, whatever, work, someone running at me with a full fist, I'm gonna you know, mess you up. All I need to do, and all you need to do, my dear Mimi, all you need to do is to change your perspective on each one of those circumstances. In other words, start looking at it instead of looking at what's wrong with this circumstance. Look at and find what's right with the circumstance.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Right. Okay.
So let me ask you a question. You said something about your love life, and it's so cute when people, you know, want someone in their life and all of that. What is good? Is there anything good about you being alone right now?
Well, I have more free time of my own, and I can fully take care of my mother. Yes.
Do you see how important that is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the other thing? The other thing, you said something about your career. In other words, it's always about just changing your perspective. I always say that in every moment. I don't know. When I was younger, I wasn't taught. I was taught that, it's only one perspective. I can only look at the situation one way. And if I look at the situation only in one way, and especially if it makes me feel like crap, then I need to look at it another way, a way that is going to make me feel like, this is a good thing. And you just said it, my dear. You just said it. You said, now I have more time to help my mother, and of course she needs you right now, correct?
Right. True.
So there you go. See, This is the thing. Our issues are never about anybody else. They're never about a circumstance. They're never about where we are right now. It's always about looking in the mirror and what can I do? What can I do to change my point of view? What can I do to focus on how I'm growing? Focus on me. In other words, what can I do to shift? You're the only one that can make the shift. Circumstances I have no control over circumstances. I have no control over what happens to me or what doesn't happen to me. But I definitely have control over how I choose to view what happens to me and what doesn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about those apples, Mimi?
Good.
Yeah. So I want to leave you with that, with practice. And listen, it's like anything else. These skills are just to be practiced. Just practice coming up with different perspectives. And you know, if you're feeling bad about something or you're not liking it or you're not satisfied, you definitely know that you can change your perspective to a point and focus on the perspective that now I have time to help my mother when she needs me. Now I have more free time. Focus on the good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the positive. You know, just to change the negative, become the positive. Yes, you know, sometimes, you know, better is easier said than done. But, you know, I think what I'm really lacking is focus. I find my focus is really, really draining down, okay? I'm not really focusing. And on the other hand, I don't know why, maybe I'm 47, and I find myself that I'm easy, you know, after I read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe just 2 or 3 days, I forgot it.
Okay. So, see, okay, I like that, too.
Yeah.
I like that, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and let me just share with my audience. I have a book that's out. It's actually on Amazon. It's called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, and it is on Amazon now and Kindle. But let's get back to you saying, and then I'm going to go to my other callers. I have a few other callers today. Let me get back, and I want you to call back, Mimi. I really want you to call back because I love your questions, and I love you being so honest with the audience. So something about focus. One of the things that I used to do a lot was criticize myself. You know, I can't focus. I'm lazy. I'm procrastinating.
Yes.
I'm not getting enough stuff done. I'm blaming people or whatever. I was my biggest critic. I could find 100 million things wrong with me. 100 things wrong with me in any time, in any part of the day. And it's really a different way of thinking because, quite frankly, the universe doesn't find anything wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You can't focus. The universe doesn't think that you're not focusing. Those are your thoughts. And so these critical thoughts that I had that you're having in your head are thoughts that are not to believed, are not to be believed, and not to be dwelled on. And that's another thing that just takes practice. So one of the things I do with my thoughts, these negative thoughts, these critical thoughts, and quite frankly, I'm having them so sporadically, they're hardly ever there, because these thoughts of negativity, these thoughts of criticism of myself, now they're really entertaining. To me, they're not serious. They're entertaining. I'm like, oh, really? And some people call it the ego. Oh, really? You think that I'm lazy? Oh, you think I'm critical? Oh, you think I shouldn't have said it? Oh, you think I, you know, even the thought of why didn't I get in the car and drive away when I had that incident on Thursday? These thoughts are not to be believed. These thoughts are not to be they're not to be embraced as truth or real. Know that you are perfect. Know that there is nothing wrong with you. Know that you are on a perfect journey. I want to share that with you, but I really want you to call back again. I really do.
When?
The show is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and keep on listening, because we have other callers. But know that in these thoughts, let's don't put a lot of it in. And I can say it. You said it earlier. I'm getting so excited. You said it earlier because you said it's easier said than done, and you're absolutely right. But when you pick up an instrument, say you want to play the violin, you really want to play the violin. violin or you really want to play the piano, you just don't start playing the piano and playing the violin and the next day you're in an orchestra. All of this takes practice and all of it takes time. And one of the things I want to leave you with is patience. You said you're 47. Mm. Listen, honey, I'm older than you. Also, be patient with yourself and be patient with the way your life is unfolding. Be patient.
Mm.
It's okay.
Mm.
Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
I love it.
I'll call you again.
Yeah, I love her. I love her. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, area code 415. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi. Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica.
I love your show. I just found it recently, and I'm like listening to it on replay.
Oh, yay. Well, here you are live. What's going on with you, Jessica? Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, this is just a minor thing, but I wanted to get your outlook on it because I like your viewpoint on things.
Thank you.
You know, I have a Facebook page like many people do, and it's one for my business. And I used to have it open that everyone can post whenever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I post on there have to do, they're like kind of controversial. And I was getting people posting crazy stuff. And then they would go and attack me, and it was just kind of a free-for-all, and I felt like I had to monitor it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, stressing me out. And also, I'm really sensitive, so when I'm reading people's comments, I'm feeling their energy, and it just was, like, I guess, like, psychically exhausting me.
Mm.
So what I did was I found, and I have a YouTube also, and I went through this with YouTube, but I just, like, let people post whatever the hell they want on there. Like, but mm-hmm. it's different on the Facebook because I feel like that's kind of more of a representative of my – like, when someone looks up something about you, I think they go to Facebook right away. That's just
mm-hmm.
my thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up online the way to kind of block what people write, and you could approve it afterwards. And – it's been on my mind. I mean, this gives me more of a peace of mind. Oh, because I also had an incident where, like, I had a client that was unhappy, and she was really crazy, too, and she would post nonstop nasty things on my page.
Mm.
And it was out of control because she was sending me emails, too, and she's just like, there was no reasoning. And she was in the wrong, but whatever. So I keep on thinking that this is a way that I'm kind of controlling by, like, approving people's comments before they go up. But I don't know. It has a lot of benefits for it. It's peace of mind. I don't have to go on Facebook every time, all the time, and monitor that. So I wanted to know what your point of view of that was. Am I controlling, or is this the way that I'm just having the system work for me? And also, like, am I stunting the growth of my Facebook page? Because I know when people comment, and you see it in real time, that more people comment too. So.
You know what? This, first of all, nothing. There is no issue that is minor. This, what you're just talking about is not minor. You know, I am a happiness specialist, and what you're looking for is how to be happy with all of this Facebook crap, right?
It is crap.
Yeah. Excuse my language, honey, but listen, I just have to keep it real. So
yeah.
I love this. I love this. You said a few things. And I'm just trying to see what I want to focus on first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to feel what I want to focus on first. And you said something about posting things that are controversial, right?
Yeah.
Well, honey, if you post things that are controversial, then you're going to get controversy. And it's not either good or bad. It's just you just know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second thing is, listen, I post on my Facebook and my Twitter almost every day. And there's quote-unquote supposed to be motivational quotes and uplifting quotes and inspirational quotes. And there have been times when people don't agree with what I'm saying. I mean, listen, can you believe that Deepak Chopra and Eckhart Tolle and these people have people that I'm not going to use that word, that don't like them, that don't like their teachings. I mean, there are.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And when I posted, when I posted, I remember what it was. It was something about not having goals. It was something about I'm giving up not having goals. I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to let the universe drive, and I don't have to do anything anymore. In other words, I'm just going to act on my inspiration as opposed to in 6 months, I want to accomplish this. It's just not me. I mean, other people can do it, and it feels good to them. That's great. But I quit. I quit having goals. And I remember getting a post that just really they didn't agree. Hold on a second. Just need a little water. Hold on, honey. Hold on, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't agree, and oh no, you have to make goals, and you have to set goals, and you have to on and on and on and on. And I never commented back. I never commented back because my job is not to convince anybody of what I believe. But back to you, because you said something about posting. Know that if you post something controversial, you're going to get controversy, period. Now, you talked about controlling comments. Quite frankly, Jessica, I don't know why you would even waste your time. I mean, okay, oops. Yeah, I don't even know why you would strike that word waste. I don't even know why you would spend your time reading through other people's comments and only posting the ones that you like.
No,
I don't know why you would even want to do that.
Well, I post all of them, even if they're anti what I say. What I don't like is, like, sometimes people will post, because I post about politics, so sometimes people will post, like, go get the Jews or something crazy like that, or it's something that, and they'll post all this kind of crazy, hateful, you know, I mean, it depends what it is, but I think the main thing that made me pull back was the personal stuff that people were saying against me, or about, you know, about my religion, because I'm Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of that crazy girl that, you know, once hired me, that was nonstop posting. So those two things that made me kind of shut it down, that I was like, I'm not going to moderate it. Because a lot of people moderate it after the fact. You know, it's posted, then they delete it or they ban the person. Whereas I do it, you know, proactive beforehand. You could post whatever you want. I'll approve the stuff. It's just if it's something crazy about how I serviced you or did not or whatever you think, I'm going to get that beforehand.
Well, let me ask you this question. What feels best for you? What feels best? I mean, you said you're a feeler. So what feels best?
It feels best to do what I'm doing, because otherwise I feel a lot of anxiety, like, oh, my God, what's going on Facebook, and I don't check it every minute. You know, I try to just ignore it. But there is a part of me that thinks, well, you're controlling, and my thought is, like, well, when I become much more popular and people are posting all the time, then I'll take off.
Let me get back to this. Because I want, we're going to go a little bit over the show time today, because I have another caller. I'm going to get to you, caller, I promise. But let me get back to you. You said controlling. What you're doing is you are controlling, and I'll tell you exactly what you're controlling. You're controlling your own happiness. You're controlling your happiness. You're controlling your peace of mind. Mm-hmm. You're controlling what makes you feel good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Thank you. I needed to hear that. Thank you. See, that's good. I'm glad I called.
I'm glad you called too. I'm glad. Yeah. So, listen, there are things that I say to my mother. There's things I say to people because I know what I'm going to get. But I control what I say. I control what I do. I control my behavior. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're controlling you. You're controlling your own peace of mind. Go for it, girlfriend.
I love that. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. That's been like that's been like a month, many months, or even a year thing going on with me. So I was just looking at it a little funky. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. And listen, call anytime, especially with all of these wonderful small, they're not small, everything is big, because what you just said, you helped everyone else too.
Thank you. Have a great day. I'm going to keep listening here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Wow, what a great call. You know, don't think that anything is little. Everything that happens, everything, even Facebook, is linked to spirituality and connection to the universe, even that. And I'm going to go to my last caller today, because we got a lot of callers. Wow, what a good day. Well, it's always a good day, whether it's a lot of callers or just me. My last caller is area code 360. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on with you?
Well, I just feel pretty unhappy.
Because?
Well, I'm living in an apartment in a place I don't like, and I'm having trouble finding another place, and yesterday I was like really kind of stressed out and annoyed with a person, and I was supposed to give them a ride around, and then they got annoyed with me and they got out of the car and said, "Oh, you're just too stressed out," and wouldn't, you know, and it just made me feel really weird, and because I was trying to use their tablet to get online, and I couldn't get online, and then I asked them if I could use their phone number to, you know, get a code sent so I could get my password, and he wouldn't let. He goes, "No way, I don't want your thing linked to mine," and you know, and I'm like, you know, I was like really trying to get some information on what I thought this place was going to be calling me for, about an apartment, and it was just all crazy, and everything's just crazy, and I just feel like I keep making the wrong decisions, like I really made a wrong decision moving out here, and of course there wasn't much available, and I just feel like I'm just, you know, like my life is crap, and I feel really crappy about everything.
Well, I am just so glad that you called, Lori. Feeling crappy about everything.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a really big challenge for a happiness specialist, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so you're telling me that there's nothing that you feel good about? You telling me that you have it? And I'm gonna share with what I said to you with one of my callers earlier about perspective. And let me just say a few things to you. Number one is this happiness game, this happiness being happy. Never ever happiness formula is what I want to say. Happiness formula never ever ever contains anyone else or anything else. You can't have another person and blame them for how you're feeling. Your circumstances have nothing to do with how you're feeling. How you are feeling has everything to do with that person in the mirror. Because there are people on this planet that have the same circumstances as you, going through the same thing, and I'm not making light of your circumstances. I'm just trying to kind of get it, you know, help you with a different perspective. And they're not feeling the way you're feeling. So this shift in this way of feeling is really an inside job. It's looking in the mirror, and it's coming up with, why do I feel so crappy about me? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that is the real question. And the only reason why you feel so crappy about you, my dear Lori, the only reason is because you are buying into and you're believing these thoughts. The reason why we all suffer, the reason why we all feel bad, the reason why we're, you know, angry, pissed, sad, resentful, whatever you want to throw in there, the reason why is because we buy into and we believe these thoughts in our head. Right?
Yeah.
I believe that my life is crap. I believe that this guy doesn't want to help me. I believe whatever. These thoughts, and these thoughts are never ending. And once, because I'm telling you, because I was there, same thing, honey, same thing. Oh, there was nothing that was going to make me happy. In fact, my dear Lori, I used to look for things to make me happy instead of sitting and being miserable. I said, well, I know this is going to make me happy. Let me do this. I know I'm going to get married and let me do that. I know I'm going to travel and that's going to make me happy and let me do that. And what I found was, because I was looking to be happy, but what I found was all of this happiness or even misery and happiness all starts from within, and it all comes from believing or disbelieving thoughts. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you're just drinking the Kool-Aid and believing these thoughts about you. Have you listened to my show before?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay. What I want to say is, number one, I want you to call back again. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want you to call back again, but I'm not going to let you go yet. I have a book that's out. It's called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And you can get it on Amazon or you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, R-E-B-E-C-C-A. NORRINGTON.com, and it's free shipping in the United States. And the reason why I'm saying that is in my book, I talk about the mental laws. You know, the laws of the universe, they're not only physical laws, we have mental laws. And one of the mental laws is about thoughts and how thoughts, come and go, and how thoughts dictate how we feel. And it also shares with you it proves that these thoughts that we're having have nothing to do with reality, have nothing to do with really how we're feeling unless we believe the thoughts. All suffering is caused by our thoughts.
Right.
Yeah. So all you need to do, my dear, is now listen. And all it is, now you're aware of it. That's step one. Step one, now you're aware of the situation. You don't have to do anything about it, my dear Lori, because I don't like to, give people assignments. Now you have to do this and now you have to do that. No. Because I don't know about you, but I like to learn things real easy. I'm an easy breezy kind of person, and so I like to make it easy. So now that you know that, so you have this thought about your life is miserable, you have this thought about this person didn't help you, you have this thought about whatever it is, now you can just listen to those thoughts and say, am I going to believe that? Am I going to believe something that makes me feel like crap? You have a choice. And the other thing I want to say, we talked about perspective earlier. Is there another way that you can look at your situation? Because I can feel you. And one of the things that I had to change, I grew up in a house where everything that happened, my dear Lori, was serious. Oh, I don't have a job. I don't have the job I want. Oh, this guy said something to me. It's serious. One of the things I want to say to you, my dear, dear Lori, is to lighten up. Really, really lighten up. Is there anything that makes you laugh?
Not lately.
Okay. Can you look for something to make you laugh? Can you look for? Do you have access to a computer? You said something about a computer. Do you have access?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Here you go. Go to your computer. Go to YouTube. And one of the things I do sometimes is type in YouTube top 10 jokes or pranks or whatever makes you laugh. Don't tell anybody. Top 10 when people fall, you know, they don't, of course they don't get hurt. That shit's funny. Top 10 pranks, that's funny. To me, it's funny. I remember watching this YouTube video. And there was a couple sitting on a park bench, and this guy got behind him, and he put this stuffed animal on a stick. It was a rat on a stick, but it was a stuffed animal. It wasn't a real rat, and he stuck the stick underneath the bench, and so these people looked down and they thought there was a rat around their feet, and they just jumped up and started screaming. Now, I don't know if everybody thinks that's funny, but I thought it was hysterical. Or your favorite comedians, or you can go to your favorite comedians, and, you know, everything is on YouTube now, and just watch a set of your favorite comedian, whether you like, who knows, I don't know, who do you like as a comedian? Who do you like?
I don't really know. I don't know offhand.
There's Ellen, there's, you know, old time things, Bill Cosby, there's new ones, there's, you know, or if you don't like, if you're not into laughing, or things that make you feel good. There's a lot of things that'll make you feel warm and fuzzy. I posted something on my Facebook the other day with this little baby kitten and a little baby, and they were all cuddled up. See, you focus on things that are heavy and serious and feeling bad. And quite frankly, let me throw this at you. This is you're gonna need a seatbelt for this, but let me throw this at you, okay? Because one of the things that I used to do when I was, you know, looking for happiness, I was addicted to, I'm going to share with you one of my addictions, I was addicted to, you ready?
Yeah.
I was addicted to feeling bad. I was addicted to feeling bad. I was addicted to feeling bad about myself. It was an addiction. And I use that word very strongly, addiction.
Yeah.
That's what I feel from you. And so now that you know addiction to feeling bad, how about switching it up? And it's all about just being mindful, my dear Lori, just being mindful of where you are now, and then just having the intention. You don't have to do anything, but just having the intention of wanting to feel different, wanting to feel different of how you're feeling now. And let me tell you something. You're not alone. Listen, I'm just here on the weekends, but what I can tell you is that all you do is ask the universe, universe, I have the intention of feeling better. I have the intention of feeling better about my life, regardless of what's going on, than I feel right now. Can you help me with that? Can you help me with changing my intention? Can you just help me? Anytime you ask the universe a question, you always get an answer. And one of my favorite questions to ask the universe, and I ask these two questions all the time, I always say, what else is possible? That's my question. What else is possible, universe? And I just let it go. And then my second question is always, how does it get better than this? How does it get better than this?
Yeah.
And I let that go. You let it go.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You feel different to me right now. You feel different. You feel a little lighter.
Yeah.
Have I put the whammo, jammo, mojo, mojo on you?
Yeah.
Yay! And I even felt a little chuckle there. So what is your assignment this week?
Try to maybe find things that make me feel like smiling.
Yay! Yes.
Better.
Yes. Check. And, yes.
Yeah.
And your thoughts and the thoughts, and they're not, we're not going to, you know, we hear, we see them, but, you know, not going to give them so much power.
You know, sometimes I'm just not, I don't know, I'm like, a lot of people just don't like me. You know, how do I
No, honey, no, no, that's not true. That's another thought, and I'm telling you right now, that's not true. You don't like you.
Right.
But that's this moment. Guess what? The next moment's going to be different. See, yeah, these people, if anybody's mean to you or if anybody's rude to you or they're nasty or whatever, and that's the same with them. They're not, it's not you, it's them. They don't like themselves. When you're really happy, you can't be mean to anybody else. When you're really happy, you can't be mean, you can't be rude, you can't be aggressive. So just know that they're not happy. But it's really not about anyone else ever anyway. It's about you. And you're not happy and you don't like yourself. But that's all going to change. But it's not going to change overnight, but it is going to change. Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. And this addiction of feeling bad, at least we know this stuff and we're going to move out of it and we're just going to switch it up.
Okay.
Only you can make the changes, my dear. Only you. Life isn't going to change for you. It all has to come from within inside.
So when how do I change it up? Like when I'm feeling really terrible about myself and the decisions I've made, and
well,
how do I feel better about it?
Anytime you're feeling bad about yourself, you know that number one, you're thinking about the past. You're thinking about the past, or you're thinking about the future. Feeling bad about yourself again, it's an addiction. It's an addiction. It's like people get addicted to drinking, or they get addicted to eating, or they get addicted to sugar, or they get addicted to drugs. So you're just addicted to feeling bad about yourself.
Right.
It's an addiction. And now it's time to switch it up. It's just time to shift. And let me say this. It's not going to happen yet tomorrow. But at least now you have a little bit more insight. And ask the universe for help. Write those two questions down. How does it get better than this, universe? How does it get better than this? And what else is possible?
What else is possible? Ask the universe, what else is possible?
Yeah, and ask the universe, how does it get better than this?
Okay.
You promised to call me back?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Yay, okay, good. And get my book. I'm not just preaching for it, but it has a lot of really good stuff in there. Because I was addicted to the same thing.
And you got over it?
Well, not overnight, honey, but you can feel it. Listen, my priority had to shift. And my priority went from, I don't want to feel bad anymore. I don't want to feel like shit anymore. I want to feel good. And that's had to be my priority, and not only my priority, I was committed to it. I was committed to it like I needed to feel good, like I needed to breathe. Somebody's smothering you with a pillow. Somebody's smothering you, and you can't breathe. You know you're struggling and you're fighting for air. You have to want to be happy, just like you want to breathe. You have to want it that bad.
Yeah.
So when you want it that bad, it will happen, but you have to want it. You want to have to feel good more than you want to feel bad.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. I love you. I love you. And you and listen, it's time to switch it up. You called for a reason. It's time to switch it up. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to happen overnight. But we'll do it. Okay?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yay. Perfect. I love you so much. Okay, good. I love you.
I love you,
know
too.
That. And okay. I'm the universe. And you're the universe. And the universe loves you, too.
Okay,
unconditionally. What a great call. I am so glad I took her call. Oof, what a great show. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Until next week, I want you all to remember who you are. You, everyone, including my dear Lori, you are a physical extension of the universe. You represent the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.
Good.